You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You there, student. Do you endlessly doomscroll Trade Me jobs, Indeed and Seek? Do you put off thinking about a career post-study? Do you even know where your degree can get you? Well, worry no more, friend. It's time for In This Economy, where Hoftroff speaks with job experts from the University of Otago Career Development Centre. From how to boost your CV to leadership programs, we've got the goods to get you from A to B, B to C, C to 3, 3 to D, D to me, me to B, B to Z.
It'll be good for the economy.
It'll be good for the economy. Good morning, folks. We've got Gina Clouston-Kane and Yvonne Gort here in the studio with us from the Career Development Centre. Morning to you both. How are we doing?
Kia ora. Doing very well this morning. Thank you very much.
Doing very well. Yeah. And you?
Kia ora. Awesome. Really good. Awesome. It's great to be here today.
Mm-hmm. It's good to have you both on the program.
Thanks.
You found your way up to the station okay? It wasn't too confusing? Some people get very
doors
confusing.
Round the door. Yeah.
A few trips and a few slips. No.
We smelt the coffee, Zach.
Okay, yeah, you followed the coffee. Yeah, very good.
Followed the coffee.
We do have some lovely all pressed beans in here, I believe.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I want to touch on firstly, I guess the misconceptions around being career advisors. You know, whether that's folks thinking that all you do is check CVs, or people think that you can get them a job yourselves, which is not exactly what you do. Do these misconceptions happen frequently?
Absolutely, all the time. Mm. You know, sometimes students might come in and they might say, oh, I really want a really high-paid job and a lot of travel and, you know.
Want to be a CEO.
You know, what can I do? And so, you know, like sometimes they're wanting to be given ideas, even though they want to make up their minds themselves. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, it's really is the basis of career counselling is helping people to understand themselves, understanding what they're really good at, what their skills are, their strengths are, and and where they want to go, you know, so that they're a creator of their own career, that they don't look for a door that their degree will open. They want to open the door.
And there's, I guess, a difference between trying to give someone ambition and giving them direction, which I imagine is quite a lot of what you do. I mean, what's harder to give people, ambition or direction?
I think a lot of people, because they come to university, have got that ambition. Mm. You know, they are already motivated. So really, I think it's trying to inspire them. Trying to inspire them to come up with what is it that they actually want to do with their lives, and then what will that vehicle be that will help them to do that. You know, so I think a lot of time they just get caught up with getting a job. You know, parents say, oh, well, you know, like, what job are you going to get if you do that degree? Or whereas it's not just a job, you know, it's a bit more than that. And I think that's what people want, is something meaningful in their life. And a career is a vehicle, you know, to interact with society, to interact with other people.
Do something you love.
Make a difference.
And contribute to society.
Anything you want to add there, Gina?
No, I think Yvonne's covered it really well. I do the grad recruitment in the team, so not a career advisor, but the team that I work with are amazing in the Career Development Centre. I've worked in lots of different places across campus, lots of organisations outside the university, and this team in particular are just amazing. So I think the sooner that students can get in front of the career advisors, come along to the events, it helps, like Yvonne was saying, it helps you find out where it is that you would like to go. And that's the work that they do. Very different to the maybe 5 or 10 minutes you had with the career advisor at school. Completely different.
What does grad recruitment look like then?
Oh, grad recruitment,
Get into
the
it,
cool
mate.
Stuff.
Get into it.
So grad recruitment is organising, really, engagement with employers.
Mm. And oh, true, expos
yes,
and stuff.
Yes, we do all the expos, lots of employer events. A really cool thing we do, which is along the lines of, if you're really not sure what you're wanting to do, throughout the year, for different groups and clusters of students and disciplines, we run pathway events.
Mm-hmm.
They could be a panel chat with a whole lot of different people, like the one you did for us last year.
Oh, yes, that was a lot of fun, the careers and creative industries.
So bringing together people who are out there doing it, maybe have taken a different pathway, studied something, and then ended up working in a space that's a little bit different, so that when you come along, you're exposed to something that you might not have thought of, and it's awesome. It's great, and I love that. And I was saying to Yvonne earlier, we've got so many stories of people who've just rocked on past an expo with some friends, might not even be an expo that's really in their discipline, and have ended up having a conversation with an employer that has resulted in an amazing pathway, awesome career, and they're just flying. It happens so often.
That's
so
awesome.
I love that part of my job. It's really cool.
I want to touch on expos in a wee bit, but Yvonne, you have a teaching background, which is so sick. Love teachers. My partner's actually on placement in Nelson right now,
becoming
a teacher at Old High School, which is
cool.
A lot of fun. And I want to know, what's the kind of key differences between, you know, high school career counselling versus what you do here at tertiary education institution such as Otago?
Well, I suppose it's the cohort of people that we're working with. You know, the students in high school, obviously they're not all going to come to university. So some of them are going to go to polytechs or into the trades or just get a job, just get started. So it's quite a big change in a different area, whereas in universities, you know, we're focused on the graduate market, and, you know, and going up, you know, into the global market, really. A lot of people do a degree, and it can take them around the world. So, you know, not saying that a degree, you know, not having a degree can't take you around the world.
Yeah, no, of course.
But, you know, yeah, just in a different sort of way. So, yeah, I think it's, just the cohort of people that we're working with. And
and working to their needs.
Yes.
I, a few years ago, in 2020, I failed 4 papers. it was a bad year for me personally. It was COVID times. And I failed 4 papers, and I was put on conditional enrollment. And the next year, I managed to dig myself out of that hole and do really well. But I want to know, you know, if someone comes to you on conditional enrollment, laying themselves bare, admitting that they don't know what they want to do, and they're sorely seeking direction, you know, what do you say to them?
Well, there's a whole lot of things that you say to them. So really you're trying to get to, as I said before, you know, like what are they inspired by? Where is their motivation? And if they've lost their motivation, it's then help trying to find it. And it always comes back. I mean, some people really like to go and do some assessments, you know, so some objective assessments, answer some questions, and it says, oh, you know, maybe you might be interested in these sorts of careers. And so it's just finding direction and finding that spark inside that, you know, that you really actually do want to do something in particular. So it's we do narrative discussion, you know, it's a talk through, and sometimes you can you know, as a career counsellor, you're helping them to talk about things that they're hearing themselves, and they didn't realise that actually they knew what they wanted to do. They just had this, I don't know what to do, and I'm so confused.
I imagine also because it's very existential, there's sometimes a heart-to-heart type thing. Gina, what kind of opportunities do Otago students have to kind of find out about, you know, internships and graduate employment opportunities and connect with employers? You know, there's expos.
Are
there any, are there any search engines or anything to find out about these new things?
So all the universities in New Zealand have a jobs board, NZ Uni Talent, and it's really the place to go to look for internships and jobs. It has some scholarship opportunities. There's lots of other search engines you can go to look. But on campus here, that's, I mentioned earlier, the pathway events. That's the sorts of things that we do. We have lots of firms that engage through presentations. So whenever, you know, if you see a presentation, and we always encourage students to just come along to practice your networking. You know, networking is really, really important. I was once shown by a career advisor this lovely iceberg, and at the very tip of the iceberg were all the jobs that get advertised, and the big chunk underneath is those opportunities that come about by having conversations with people, talking to people. Sometimes we get really nervous, especially if it's something you've never done before, and that's something that's really important to us in the Career Development Centre, that people feel comfortable. Come along. 5 minutes late because you're running across campus, just come. Come and begin the journey of exploring what's out there, because you just never know.
Yeah.
Come along to something, and it could be just something you've never even thought about, and then magic happens.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like this whole new area. You think, wow, I'm studying that, and that could fit with that, and oh man, this is me. So yeah, just getting involved. There's so many things on. Last year we did 120 events. This year I think, I didn't look before I came, but we may be like 40 or 50 events already in this year. So some of them are small, some of them are virtual, some of them are jumping on a big virtual that's happening globally, like Yvonne said. So, you know, we try to make sure that we're just getting those events out there so people can just get amongst it.
For sure. And I assume that a lot of the time the firms who come to campus for the expos, or who advertise most often because they can probably afford to, are like larger firms or larger government ministries. You know, how can students who are interested in working for smaller firms, agencies, companies, or local businesses find out about those kind of opportunities?
Totally. So I can talk to that. In Dunedin over the summer, so a lot of students aren't aware of this, kind of kicks in about August, September, the promotion of it, but we have a job done program. University, Polytech and the City Council, about 50 opportunities available as summer internships in Dunedin.
True.
So they're small. Sometimes they take one, and maybe they've never hired a student before, so it's kind of like a cool experience for them as well. Project based, you get to learn all those wonderful skills. But the number one thing really is, if you've got an area you're really keen on working in, or it's back home, just talk to someone, reach out. If, say, for example, if you're studying law and you thought, oh, I'd really like to work in a law firm, reach out to your local one. Say, I'm coming home for the summer. Might you have something for me? Just part-time. So many of our students create their own opportunities, because it's not all just great big firms that are hiring. A lot of smaller regional firms, local firms, that they're all looking for great talent.
Yvonne, I want to touch on, I guess, because you manage a lot of postgrad students, right?
I do.
Yeah, yes. And I imagine they have different career needs, because they've already, I think a lot of them, from what I understand, tend to build connections and tend to kind of lay the groundwork of the foundations of their career. So how do you help them, I guess, just line up the ducks?
Well, I mean, you know, they've already created a network, and they've already got a network from where they come from as well. You know, it's people who know people who know people, and getting to know more people. You know, as Gina said, you know, not reaching out, like being stuck in your lab or at your computer, you know, it's not, magic's not going to happen. You've got to get out, and you've got to talk to people. And I think that's a key thing. Rather than looking for a job, look for an employer who you'd like to work for.
Absolutely, Yvonne, absolutely.
And that helps to, you know, to build. So yeah, I'm just blown away by how smart some, you know, postgrads are. It's like, you know, and they just know amazing stuff.
Real brainiacs. You also help international students.
Yes.
You know, how do their needs differ from domestic ones? Because I imagine they're not looking at getting a job in New Zealand.
Well, actually,
maybe I'm wrong.
I would. Yeah, you're wrong. I mean, there's, you can probably split them into thirds. There's a third who are what's called a migrant student. Mm. So they're using education to migrate somewhere.
Right.
There's others who, you know, might be using it to go and study somewhere else, somewhere, you know, like up the ladder. America, often Canada, UK have been really popular. Mm-hmm. So it's going on or doing a postdoc somewhere in Europe or, and yeah, the others are going home. So they've, you know, sometimes in some big cities, you know, like it takes them 4 hours to get to a university.
Yeah.
Imagine that, going there 4 hours.
I couldn't imagine. I would not like that at all.
Wow.
Not a fan.
So it's very, very different. And it's a very competitive market for the international student. They've really got to get out there and meet people.
Yeah.
You know, get involved in the community, meet people in the community. Because, I mean, even if they go to church or, you know, belong to some community group, student group.
Yep, cultural association of some sort. Yeah,
yeah. They're going to meet people who know people who have got something to do.
From what I've gathered in my chats on in this economy, you know, key things are go to networking events, I go ham on LinkedIn, do lots of extracurricular stuff at uni, and create a Swish CV. You know, is there anything I'm missing here?
Well, I mean, I think it's easy to get a job if you've got a job.
Mm.
You know, so one of those things to do is to look for something that you can do.
Mm.
And it doesn't have to mean that you're going to be stuck there for the rest of your life. It's just, you know, you're learning skills. You always learn something, doing something new, how something works. So it's just, getting out there and
embracing the unknown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
No, I totally agree, Yvonne. It's... Yeah, getting out there and getting some experience, working with different types of people, and it could be anything at all, and it doesn't necessarily have to be paid work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I mentioned earlier about approaching firms, you know, offering to spend some time with them, learning about what they're doing, research the number of people we see who are really interested in a particular firm, but, you know, they really don't know much about them. So follow them on LinkedIn, you know, learn what's important to them, what their culture's like, you know, really see if you would fit. That would make you sort of stand out.
It's really
important.
There's a process called informational interviewing. You know, you can Google informational interviewing and come out with some, give you some questions. But that's going, instead of saying, oh, please give me a job, because, you know, people go like, "Wah." You know, it's finding out what does an HR advisor do, or, you know, what does that person do? What is a day in the life of an accountant even? You know, so that you can have a bit of a glance over onto the other side of the desk and find out.
I totally agree. Now, you know, I mentioned the unknown before, and there's a lot of new graduates who marched on Saturday, and they're going to march again this Saturday into the big, bright, unknown future, which looks awesome. What do you say to those people who are marching on to those futures and are looking to, I guess, start their careers?
Yeah, well, I think they've already started their career by the choices that they've made. You know, like, so it's really, again, thinking about what are my strengths, what do I want to do, and how, you know, it might not be, the big picture might be 5 years, 10 years down the track.
Mm.
You know, what do I need, what sort of gaps in my skills can I learn while I get to actually where I really want to go? Or if you don't really know where you want to go, I mean, that's a good reason to come in and talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't, you know, like they lose your student email pretty quickly. They don't use access to our service.
Right.
So
that's
awesome. Yeah, they do have to register their personal email if they want to access NZ Uni Talent. But, you know, we're by email, phone.
In person.
In person, on Zoom. You know, we're still available to help our alumni with their career planning.
That's awesome. That's great.
And can I just add, I think that when you graduate, and if you have got the job you think is the job you really want, bring your best you to work every day. Mm. You know, be attentive, be open, be aware, because you will be exhausted, absolutely exhausted. Our brains are computers, and all of a sudden there is so much new stuff going on. There's a new kitchen, there's a new bathroom, there's new people, can't remember their names.
Orientation is horrible.
Everything.
Yeah. Onboarding sucks.
It really hurts. And, and you will feel like for the first, you know, maybe 12 months, you don't add any value to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that you're asking so many questions, and oh my goodness.
You feel a bit useless.
But that is totally normal. Yes. And you know what? It'll happen at the next job and the next one and the next one.
Yep.
It's just part of it. And so enjoy it, but do bring your best self to work. Yeah, every day. Mm-hmm. And that's how you'll succeed in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be patient, be kind to the people you work with. Just be a great person to work with.
Mm.
And, you'll do really well.
Yeah, totally, totally. I totally agree. Especially just the difference between what you do at university versus an office job is so, it's like the difference from high school to uni. It's just another hurdle, but you can get over it, you can clear it easy. Are there any upcoming expos people should be aware of?
Yeah, 23rd of July, we have our really, really big expo, so it's all sectors, so something for everyone at that expo, so come along. A little bit later in the year, I mentioned Job Done. September, I think the 13th of September, we have our Summer Jobs and Beyond. That's, again, a really popular expo for lots of people looking for summer job, but also looking for internships at that point too. So yeah, just get amongst it.
Mm-hmm.
You jump on, like Yvonne said, like we're online, jump on and check our events, see what's happening. There's always something happening.
Yeah. For sure. That's something that's, you know, I think there's, and it's a good thing of life to just be more attentive, and you know, if you see a post that looks appealing to you while you're walking down the street, have a look, see what's going on.
Yeah, let's go.
What have you got to lose?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining me for this last edition of In This Economy. I appreciate it a lot, and some very wise words.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah. Thanks, Ash.
Cheers. All right, folks. That was Gina Clouston-Kane and Yvonne Gort from the Career Development Centre, talking all about jobs and such. And it's great. It's awesome.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.